This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 through the Fan of Dallas, joined as always by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on 105 through the Fan of Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. And Brian, this is a unique setup for us. Half my power supply, my battery, but you know what? We knew this was draft day, and we weren't just going to deprive people. So I'm on my phone. You're in a side studio somewhere here at the station and in the bowels of the station with Texas Rangers pennants and flags over your shoulder today. But we wanted to make sure that we were here for you guys and ready to talk some NFL draft. Brian Broaddus, how you doing? Is it like Christmas morning for you?
Happy times, Robert. I have to admit, I love the draft. You know I do. I appreciate everybody that's worked so hard on it. With our partnership with the Dallas Cowboys, DallasCowboys.com, what we've got going at 105.3 The Fan, yourself, then, you know, with Zach Wolchuk. And I'm just really looking forward to it. Every draft has a unique tone to it, and I don't think this one will be any different when we kick this thing off tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot for us to unpack here, a lot to look forward to. There's also some developments on the free agency marketplace with the Dallas Cowboys and a potential reunion for Ezekiel Elliott. We'll get into that in just a second. First, I am going to have to say, not only is it draft day, Brian, but it is also the start of regional playoffs in Texas high school softball. And I know the girls over at Keller High School, who I'm repping today, they are all big fans of 105 Through the Fan, big fans of Love the Star. So just want to give them a shout out, wish them good luck as they start the playoffs tonight. I'm going to need them to win this weekend so I can get past draft weekend and be able to go to the next game. But, you know, we absolutely love them over there. Big time supporters. Jessica Paul's one of the coaches. Her husband, Aaron, is a big time listener, a big fan of yours specifically, Brian. So good luck to the girls there at Keller High School softball. And it's an exciting day with an exciting announcement, Brian. We have a new partner, a new broadcast partner here at Love of the Star. It is Chill Boys. Self-care begins with underwear, and that's what Chill Boys is doing. So we've got it set up for you guys. You can go to chillboys.com, enter the promo code STAR. You'll get 15% off. It's if you've ever said to yourself, I'd like to get into Bobby Belt's underwear, you can do that now. You have the ability to do that. Or even your socks. They got socks too, Brian.
They do, Bob. And I'll tell you what, I've already got some samples of some of their products. The socks are outstanding. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a pair of them right now. Super comfortable, cushy, you know, the no seams to catch toenails and things like that. I mean, it's perfect, man. I mean, you don't want to get those toenails caught, and these socks are perfect for that. Their underwear is outstanding. A couple of pairs have worn. They're very comfortable. We get to the summertime months. You know, you don't want just underwear clinging to you and all that. This is very roomy, very comfortable. They got great colors. I got a couple of a pair of purple ones. You know me, my love for LSU, so I have to have purple underwear. They're always going to say, hey, Broaddus is wearing it all the way down to his underwear. Well, Chill Boys allowed me to do that. So thank them for coming on board. Great company. Love working with them here so far, and they're going to be a great partner of ours for Love of the Star going forward.
Yeah, big-time football fans. We're excited to partner with them. Again, if you've ever wanted to get into our underwear, you can do that. You can slide them on yourself. That's over at chillboys.com, promo code STAR. Brian, let's talk some logistics. Let's talk some football. Before we get into draft specifics, let's talk about the report that came out on Wednesday that a potential reunion is on deck. This from Ian Rappaport. The Cowboys met with old friend and former Pro Bowl running back Zeke Elliott and agent Rocky Arsenault today about a potential return to Dallas, per me and Tom Pelissero. The former NFL rushing champ and his old team don't have a deal just yet, but they are in talks. Your thoughts on the idea of an Ezekiel Elliott return what that would look like, what role that would play, and would it have any impact to you in your mind on how they approach the draft over this weekend?
No change in the draft, because I still feel like they need an elusive back, even with the backs that they currently have on their roster. I felt like they need a guy that's got a little wiggle, that can make people miss. We're going to see those kind of backs in probably the first couple of rounds when you get with Brooks from Texas, Benson from Florida State. You know, there's some other backs in this draft too. Lloyd from USC is another one that's got that little bit of that elusiveness, the wiggle. Doesn't yep. change at all. I did when those reports were coming out, I did contact a couple of members over at the front office with the Cowboys and say, hey, is there any validity to this? And they said, yeah, we're just in the stage of talking right now. So, yeah, they're you know, the thing about Ezekiel Elliott, he loves to play football. He's a great teammate. You're probably going to get him on the right price for what he wants to do. And if you pair him with somebody else, I think this could be something that could be a very good match. I think he went to New England. I remember being on radio in New England during training camp, and you know, when the Patriots were talking about signing him, and I was like, you know, all the things I just talked about him as a teammate and, you know, his competitiveness and all this. And sure enough, he went to New England, and he did a nice job for them. He really did. On a bad football team, he played very hard. He had some production. And so, you know, in a specific kind of role, I think Ezekiel Elliott could help you with the split back situation. So I see why the Cowboys are doing what they're doing.
Do you think bringing in Zeke would be about a tandem, or is this more about, no, Zeke is going to fill a very specific role where he would have snaps in certain situations, but this isn't even a two-headed monster. This is, we're bringing you in for culture, for tone setting, for edge, for short yardage, but there's not going to be a design plan to get you 20 snaps a game or anything like that. You're no. here to fill very specific game situations.
Ezekiel Elliott was at the time when he was here, one of the most complete backs that you could find. When you talked about his ability to run, the toughness he showed, the ability to catch the football, blitz pickup is just got so much better with him. You know, there's that toughness element to him. So, yeah, I think you're right. Do you have a featured guy? Yes. Do you have a role for Ezekiel Elliott? Yes, you do. He's going to be a guy that, like I said, maybe on third down, maybe you're thinking about, okay, this is an obvious passing situation, and you don't want to put a rookie running back in that blitz pickup situation when people are screaming with 6-7 guys coming on the blitz, and somebody has to sort it out, and you got to have a guy pick it up. Ezekiel Elliott can do that for you. So I think you're absolutely right. There's going to be specific roles for him, and you know, the short yardage, the goal line stuff, all very much in play for him as well.
Did you ever have, because I think one thing you can say about Ezekiel Elliott without question is the work ethic, the football character, like all those things are off the charts. That's a guy who loves to practice, who loves to set the tone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much of potentially bringing him in here would also be about, hey, let's have a solid mentor to teach practice habits and how to be a professional football player Monday to Sunday for whoever the running back is that we draft and bring in here? Because right now there's not a ton of experience in that running back room.
No, not at all. And there probably is a time in 2016 and 17 you wouldn't have thought that Ezekiel Elliott would have developed into a guy that would be a mentor for packs on how to prep and how to be ready to go. But yeah, here he is in this stage of his career. He's always been a quality teammate. I have never heard anybody say anything poorly or negative, from the staff to the equipment guys, trainers, doctors. Anybody that's ever spoke about Ezekiel Elliott had said always positive things about him. So to your point, absolutely, that's an avenue that they can surely travel.
So that...
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is where things stand with Ezekiel Elliott. Look, I think that a reunion would make a lot of sense for a lot of people here, especially when we talk about, again, edge, toughness, practice intensity. Brian, you saw it firsthand working at the Star. They legitimately lost something in Dallas when Dez Bryant left. They lost something Monday to Friday. They lost something on the practice field. They lost something in terms of that competitive spirit and that juice. And not that there weren't guys who had it, but Dez was a tone setter for that. And Zeke is a guy who's been that in a lot of ways. He loves practice. He loves going out there and competing and loves the intensity of it all. So I do think that if there's any concern about intensity, edge, anything else with this football team, Zeke on a minimum contract or whatever else it would be, that makes some sense to me in terms of if you're trying to, you know, repair a couple things in terms of culture or in terms of some of the intangibles that you maybe feel like you're lacking on your football team. Okay, so the Cowboys had their pre-draft press conference this week. Mike McCarthy, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones. It was quite a spectacle. And it was something, Brian, I know we've kind of talked about this a little bit. If you as a fan, your goal when you've been yelling from the rooftops about how angry you are, you've been talking about all in my ass or like whatever else, all in, comma, my ass. Let's be clear about that, Brian. But if you're one of those people who has that perspective, if your goal in those complaints was to be heard and to catch the attention of Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and just like, hey, I want them to know I'm unhappy, that became evident on earlier this week when they held their pre-draft press conference. Mission this is as aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is as aware as this front office has ever been. And I think that you've mentioned before, they're not going to fire themselves. They're, you know, they're in charge of those positions because they, you know, own the team. But so they don't have the normal pressure of like, you're going to lose your job. But if you want to talk about having them feel the pressure or the heat of just the intensity of negative commentary and opinion, Tuesday confirmed that they are hearing you. And this is as much pressure as I think they visibly shown that they're feeling from the fan base that I can remember in a really long time.
A lot of things happened in that press conference that we haven't seen before. And you're absolutely right to identify that the fans disdain for the way that things are currently being run, the frustration levels. I was talking with a dear friend of mine last night. Matter of fact, a guy that absolutely loves you as a broadcaster, you know, my buddy Prince Faisal.
Thank you. I love Prince Faisal.
And Prince Faisal is a huge Bobby Belt fan. And he was talking about, and I said, once I got past all the niceties that he was saying about you, we had an actual conversation that meant something. But the thing with a longtime Cowboy fan, he goes back as a young man himself when they were going to Super Bowls. He was traveling from overseas to go to Super Bowls and be a part of that. He loves Jerry Jones. He respects Stephen Jones. But even now, there's a sense of frustration with him. And, you know, and he has a dear friendship with those guys. That's how I met him through the Jones family. His disdain right now is the fact that it's, you know, I'm watching playoff hockey at 11:30 at night, and he's been up all night thinking about the Cowboys and, you know, what he heard in that press conference. So I think you're clearly on to something. I think they were somewhat defensive in several areas about the way that they operate. We saw something that was very unusual from Stephen Jones, maybe a little out of character from him, that him going after agents, pointing the finger at agents, you know, that, hey, you know, that it takes, you know, Jerry kind of talking about a situation where he's going, you know, I'd like to see more action. I'd like to see more leaves. I don't think it's so much about the players. I think it's about the agents. And I say that in a way that agents are now trained in a way to, when you're dealing with the Cowboys, if you do nothing, eventually they are going to give you what you want. So, you know, we saw what Detroit was able to do with their two players, with St. Brown and, you know, Penei Sewell. You know, that agent's deal, I think there's a lot of agents that really do like Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones. But if you're going to negotiate with them, why do it early? Why negotiate with them? Because eventually what's going to happen, the longer you wait, the better chance you got your deal. deal happening. So, you know, Steven was pointing that out, and we've never seen him do that before. We've never seen him call out the agent community that way, in a way where he was saying, oh, they talk, there's numbers back and forth. You know, if we talk, it's collusion. And, you know, I mean, I'm just putting those words in. But that's what happens in a front office. You call somebody else, it could be deemed as collusion. And, you know, you don't want that to happen to you. But these agents, they're calling each other and like, hey, where are you at on this deal? Where are you here? You know, so there's a lot of that that's going on. But it was a very – for being a draft, and I'm using air quotes here if you're just listening.
Yeah.
For a draft press conference, it was very much a – it was very, in a way, defensive. And it was – in a way, it spelled out the frustrations not only that they have – but the understanding of the fan base's frustrations as well.
Yeah, I think that, again, if your goal as a fan and expressing your frustration is you want to be heard, you've been heard. There's no doubt about it. Now you may want certain reactions that maybe they're not going to, but just know that they are not. They haven't been able to just sit up in the ivory tower and block out this noise. They are very much aware of it. But like Brian said, not a lot of draft talk, a lot of talk about contracts and some other things. All in was a very popular phrase, of course. But we're here to give you the draft talk, even if you didn't get it necessarily on Tuesday. You're listening to the Love. Go ahead.
Real quick, Nick Harris did get a draft question in for us.
I did. I heard him. So yeah.
Thank God for Nick Harris here. Yeah, absolutely.
I got to imagine he felt a little like, huh, is this even, this feels a little out of place, even though this is a draft press conference right now. You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.